The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Good afternoon and welcome to The Barrington Show with your host Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, right to your host of the Barrington Show, Barrington.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Barrington Show. Thank you for joining us today. Thank you for being here. It's a beautiful Sunday. We're broadcasting to you from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Please stay tuned for a great show. Our intent here is to wake you up to a new reality, wake you up to your full potential, raise you to a higher level of consciousness, for you to know that you are limitless and that you are the boss, you're the driver, you're the one in charge, for you to understand that where you are today was a result of a thought you had yesterday. And what we want to do is to change that thought, maybe introduce change to you and that thought, so you could live a life that is more fulfilling for you tomorrow. Welcome, everybody. Please understand that you are limitless and you are living in an era where life changes all the time. We're exposed to everything that the earth has to offer. We are connected to nature. We're a part of nature, that we're all one. We're all the same. We've come from the same source by the same method. And we are to connect to our spiritual guide to take us to the next level. We've evolved. We are evolving. We are potentially at the fullest, at the top, at the best that we can potentially be. Everything that we need is within the brain. All the tools that's required is with you. You just have to learn how to get into that toolbox of yours, use the tools for a better, easier, more fulfilling life. This is what our show talks about. We talk about spirituality a lot. We talk about philosophy a lot. And we also want you to join us. Open that door. Allow yourself to see that there is a possibility for you to enhance the way you've thought, to gather mental clarity, for you to see a brighter you, for you to understand a better you, for you to understand the people around you or have them understand you. Open up to that possibility. Tap into your meditation. Tap into your source. Be connected spiritually. Get your own set of instructions from your spiritual guides, guiding angel, if you want to call it that. Get the instruction that was intended for you to teach you how to live. Welcome, everybody. I welcome all my longtime listeners for supporting the show. I also welcome all the new listeners and thank you for being there. Everybody who's listening, if you can hear this, you are able to get to this level. Welcome, everybody, and welcome home. Have you ever played the game called Broken Telephone We did this when we were kids in school, and you would whisper something if you haven't heard the game or haven't played it. You would say something to somebody in a whisper and have them pass it on to the next person, and then they pass it on to the next person, and so on, until it circles the room or the area that you're in. And when the information gets back to you, it's completely different, always. Somewhere along the line of changing it from one person to the next person, and so on and so forth, when the information gets back, it's not the same. Something has changed. And you're not sure where it changed. And sometimes you get cute and start asking somebody in the middle, what did you hear? And so on. But inevitably, somewhere along the line, that information has changed. And this is how our life is. So we're following stories from books that we read all the time about how it was in the beginning, how it should be. This is the information that was given to us, if it was in fact true, or however the information that was created at that point has gone through what I would like to call the broken telephone line. And now we're facing it today. Are you sure that the method or the information or the news didn't change over the millions of years that we're familiar with through evolution and through time and changes? And, you know, changing an era, changing from the dark ages until today, or changing from now COVID time to another time, changing from the guards of the Pisces to accept the guards of the Aquarius, which happened a few years ago. I think it was in 2013 or 12, November 2012 was in the change of the guards. So my point is, things are changing. We were supposed to end as a world at the December 24th, 2012. And we've heard a lot of people every once in a while pop up and predict when the end is near, when the end is coming. Well, there is no end, but there are changes. This is evolution. Things change. So the information that we were given many, many years ago, are you absolutely sure that it hasn't changed? And we're just living another version of what the truth was. A watered down version, probably, maybe an elevated version. We're not sure. However, we can accept the fact that because we go through this system of change, everything has to change. So we can assume that the information that was laid out a long time ago probably has changed. But we vow to live our lives according to the rules that is now written down for us today. Are you sure that it hasn't changed? And are you willing to commit your entire life to the information that is available, not knowing whether or not it has changed? Are you willing to look at the possibility that everything else in your life has changed? We've seen our lives now for the last 150 years, and everything is changing. The way people get along with each other, the way we live among each other, the way we treat our animals, the way we do everything. We can see the inevitable change. But there's still stories being told from the beginning till now that apparently hasn't changed. Do you know that for sure? Are you willing to give your life to believing that it is still the same? It still remains the same, because that's probably what you're doing. I just thought I'd say that. Just to be sure that what you're experiencing is actually the truth. And does anyone, any group, any leaders can tell you for sure what they're saying is the truth? If you're unsure, you can probably find your own truth. And by doing so is connecting to the spiritual guides that will guide you into what is required of you, into your path, your purpose. That information is designed for you, and you can assure that one has not changed. This is what we're offering. It has proof. You could do your own research. You could do your own studies. You could do your own connection. You could do your own everything to get to a point of understanding what is truth for you and your existence. And this knowledge then will be passed on to your next generation, or you can show them how to get into that, through that door, to find out instinctively what is truth for them. This is what we're talking about. I want to tell you a story about two ducks. The two ducks are sisters, and they lived in an area, and they go to the local pond to get food and swim around and do what ducks do. This particular day, because everything, they were in a drought. The water level had changed, and of course, the food supply was drying up, and desperate times had set in. However, they're swimming around, and they found a fish at the same time. They grabbed for it, and they both got a piece of it, and they were struggling to fight for it because each wants to take it to go feed themselves as well as their family. And in the struggle, the fish was lost, fell back into the water, swam away, and that was it. But they were fighting over it physically, and they had a struggle. So one duck instantly flapped its wings for a very long time, just flapped its wings, and eventually settled down, swam a little bit, tucked the wings out, and off it went on its merry way or duck way. The other one built up the resentment. How dare her wants to come to my spot to take my food away from me and my family? How could she possibly do that? And carried that animosity and that anger and that frustration without releasing the energy, and swam along the river looking for more food, which was difficult now because the mood's been altered. And then she's able to tell this story to others that were there. The nerve of that person, that duck, sorry, coming here to take away what's rightfully mine. That is so wrong. And she carried that anger and that frustration with her for a very long time. And eventually, at the end of her days, through life, she was able to pass on this negativity, the energy, the negative energy to her little baby ducklings. And they will carry it for 7 generations. I just think that's how life works. Now, because she didn't release the energy, the animosity, the hate, the frustration, everything built up. And she lived that life for the rest of her days, angry, frustrated, mean, wanting revenge. How dare her come to my spot to come and take away my food? I say all that to say, if you build up this negative energy within yourself, for whatever reason, you need to have it released. We're going through this pandemic. We're all frustrated. We're held, we're locked up. We're restricted. We're being treated like a mushroom. We're locked in the dark and we're being fed BS. The negative energy from whatever the situation is, from your boss or losing a job or having to stay home or being with your spouse for the first time in all your years, because now you're both home together looking at each other, or whatever situation that comes into your path, it is built up inside of you, and it's the negative energy, and we need to figure out how to release it. Because in doing so, if you do not release it, it gets harder, harsher, sharper inside of you. Much like I've said in the past, it's like swallowing a razor blade. You can only imagine what's going to happen, and it will inevitably, because those two things don't go together, your system interior and a sharp object, a razor blade. So you know it's going to create some sort of effect within you. So this is the point where you have to realize it's there and figure out how to get rid of it. Is it animosity? Is it regret? Is it fear? Is it judgment on others? Whatever the situation is, it's built up within you. And it's going to stay there if you don't do something to get rid of it. You do your exercise, and that's great. It does help. It gets rid of the frustration, maybe a lot of stress. But you have to get rid of the negative energy that's built up in you. That is something that needs to be removed. Now, there's a way. There are ways to do this. And we're going to tap into that in 1 minute as soon as we check our emails. Do we have anything there,
and
sir?
I'm just refreshing. And it says, let's see, Colleen just writes in and says, great topic today, Barrington. Very, very interesting. Thank you. That's from Colleen. Greg wants to know, what do you mean by changing of the guards? He's not 100% sure what you mean by that when you said that. Karen wants to know, Is there ever going to be an end to the world? And if not, how do we know that? That's from Karen. Back to you.
Is there going to be an end of the world? And how do I know this? Well, if something hadn't started, it won't end. I believe it's always has been. We've talked about the Big Bang Theory, and a lot of people express how it began, and this had to have happened, and that had to have happened, and all these come together to create what we are or who we are today. What's been happening is a lot of evolution has been happening, and we've seen it. All the life that exists on this planet would have started in the water, and then eventually it merges onto land, from the fish life to a turtle, and eventually it goes into other animal lives. And I think they said the warthog, or the one of them is one of the first animals and one of the hardest ones, because it's so connected and rooted to all that there is. Is the world going to end? You will leave here, and once you've served your term and you've done what you had to do and you find your purpose and you live it, you probably don't want to return here. You'll move on to another thing, somewhere else, something else. Is the world going to end? I don't believe there was the beginning. And if it doesn't begin, well, it won't end. Everything that exists on the planet today comes to us like we're like a solar panel, and the existence of it is the sun that makes us who we are, and everything that lives here. Without the sun, you know, doing what it's doing, that's a part of us. So there's a whole bunch of things has to go wrong or change, and change is inevitable. However, to answer your question, I don't think so. It is what it is, and it always has been. Take a look at what's at the end of this world right now. There's space, and beside it, there's a little bit more space. And beside that, there's some space, and it just continues. If it's always been, and the Earth is in a perfect axis that circles around, and it does all the time, and if it stays there, everything else will stay. Something drastic would have to happen, which we haven't encountered yet, for it to change that rotation. For it to change the angle of the rotation, for it to fall out of sync. And if it does, it will disappear, because that's what happens. But it's going to stay there because it's working. It's going to stay there. Are we going to end up somewhere else? Not as we are right now. Man has evolved. And we've come, like I said, from a lot of people don't want to believe the theory, Darwin's theory. I think he went to jail, or at least the movie I saw, he was in court. Anyway, the Darwin theory suggests that evolution is what has brought us here. And if you can accept the fact that life had began in the water, we are no longer doing that, because we're living here on top of the mountains, way above the water. So we've evolved to where we are. And the next existence is from the short human to the big human, to the upright, to the walk around, to everything that exists. The next one, I feel, is going to be more of an image of the man. We have come, we're the prime, we're at the top, we are good where we are. The evolution is going to be from the instruction that's within the brain. And there is going to be another existence. Are we always going to be here? We will change. We have to have changed. At some point we lived in caves and under rocks, or now we have a condo, you know, in Dubai, and we're flying around the world. So you can see how technology and evolution has worked hand in hand, and everything that exists works the same way. We're on this massive wheel, and we will continue to change, because evolution will change. We don't have a time. There is no such thing as time. We've made it up. Are we always going to be here? I think so. Changing of the guards. That was Greg. He wanted to know what I meant when I say changing of the guards. And simply just to mean that somebody else was in charge of, or something, some entity, some source was in charge of governing everything. And when it changes, the governor, the guard, will also change. Changing of the guard, simple, is a term that I use just to say, okay, we were being watched by point A, now we're being watched by point B, and the change occurred. Not the physical change, but the rules, let's say, if you want to say that, the rules have changed. Changing of the guards simply mean that somebody else was in charge. Like I said, before November 12th, I think, of 2012, you know, we were governed by what the people who follow astrology says was Pisces, you know, the Jesus, the fish, the whole nine yards. Now, it's been changed at that point from that ruler to governing now by what the Aquarius. Some have suggested that even your zodiac sign for yourself has changed as well. I don't know much about that. If you used to be a Taurus, now you could be an Aries or something like that because the change has happened. Well, change is inevitable. Changing of the guard is inevitable. Every part of our system changes all the time. Like Monday will change to Tuesday, or this week, the first week will change to the second week, and the month will change, and the year will change, and the dynasty will change, and the millennium, and everything changes. Generation is changing. Changing of the guards means that we were governed by something, and now we're being governed by someone else or something else. Now it's Aquarius, and apparently, and I don't quote me on this, I think it's for the next 46,000 years, so they say. So this is what's happening. Changing of the guards just means that we were governed by something, and now that has changed. I really hope I explained that for you properly, Greg. Colleen, thank you. You love the topic. You're enjoying the show. I respect you being there. Thank you for showing up, giving your presence. I am grateful to have you. Without you, I would not exist. Thank you for listening. I hope that spirituality is going to be something that comes into your life and you could use it as your secret weapon as you will develop and grow and gain this powerful, powerful, powerful tool that's in your toolbox to take with you for the rest of your life. And this is the message for Colleen and everybody else who's out there listening. You have to understand that you're in charge. You just have to know that you're the boss and you learn how to act accordingly. Thank you for enjoying the show. Stick around. There's more to come. You're listening to Barrington and the Barrington Radio Show. Thank you for being a part of us. There's a book out there called Awaken an Ascension Guide. It aligns you to your true purpose. It aligns you to your true purpose. Gets you through the door in the direction in which you find your true purpose. If you're confused as to why we're here, the existence of the planet and the planets and the galaxies has created us to be here. We are here for a purpose. We've come, we've chosen that path, and we're here for it. Because everything lined up perfectly, we're part of that cycle, and that's why we're here with all the other animals. We're not any smarter than them, by the way. They exist as we exist. And we think we're smarter and better, and we don't act it. You know, we do like crazy things because I think we believe we're indestructible. But either way, we share this planet with everything that exists. We're all the same. We're just in different forms, in different bodies, in different cultures, maybe different languages. But slice it all down to the bottom, we're all of it. We're all the same. If you can take any liquid out there that you know of, any liquid that you know of, the common denominator to that one liquid is probably water. You've thrown orange juice on yours, I've thrown vodka in mine, but it's still the same. The common denominator remains the same. We, the life that exists, the entity that creates us and makes us the part of the person that we are, is the same as everybody else. We're all lined up to be the same. You're not any better. And if you feel that you are, please explain it to me, because I'm confused by the idea of somebody feeling that they're better. We're the same. You have to understand that. You must know that about yourself. You will learn that once you know who you are. You're on the journey to become that. How do we remove the negative energy from your system, from your body? If it was dirt, you could go into the shower and wash it off, or peel it off, or scrape it off, depending on how much of it you've got. But you have a method of doing that. If it was dirt. But because it's within the system, it's blended into your system, it alters your mood, it alters everything about you, it changes your mind, it makes you bitter, angry, makes you even probably happy. But the thing is, if you feel and you've been a part of something that has created frustration, friction, some sort of discomfort within yourself, and we build it up, we call it the negative energy. And I said earlier, before we took that little break, we're going to figure out now how to rid yourself of that, how to get nature to scrub it off your back or wherever it's hiding, scrub it and get rid of it so you can move on clear, open-minded, free, and act the way you should act. When I get that way, I'm a little frustrated. I've had some personal issues I've been dealing with for the last couple of days. Have I realized the best way to get mental clarity, to get this physical everything, to get the life to be better, to get your body to function and work the way it needs to? You need to get rid of it. For me, I go for a walk in the woods something about surrounding myself in nature, in the forest, and I do it for hours, maybe ride a bicycle. Just the exposure to it has done that job. It's taken me through the wash and has taken away the negative energy, and I do come back rejuvenated, feeling better. Maybe not the first visit, but if that become the constant in my life, by all means, whenever I'm a little clogged up, a little stuffy, a little unclear, that method works for me really well. Another method that I've found is one of the best ones is when I'm able to swim in the ocean, in the salt water. If I'm able to swim around for a little bit, the body or the ocean or the salt in the ocean, just completely extract all that and you come out feeling like a champion. I remember being a little boy and the elders would say to me all the time, you need to go to the ocean. You need a bath in the ocean. And yes, we do believe it back home that you go into the ocean. A lot of people may believe this as well. And it will remove the negativity from you, bring you back to where you're supposed to be. And a lot of people will testify that they've experienced that. You just feel fantastic. Refresh and everything. So those two methods work for me. And when either one isn't available, I go to my meditation. It's not the same thing, but it does ease it up a bit. Or exercise. It's not the same thing, but it does make it a little bit easier. I lose a lot of my stress if that's the cause of it, or when I eat the proper foods. So there are a lot of methods out there. I will suggest you find the one that works for you. Talking to a good friend of mine this morning, she says, put her feet in the sand. She walks around and stick her feet in the sand, planting herself to connect herself to nature, to the earth, to everything, and it will extract that negativity from her. And this method works really well for her. Others will tell you, because we're not connected to the earth, because we wear shoes and we're not touching the earth ever. Some of us never do it. We wear shoes. We're living in apartment buildings and we never connect ourselves to the earth for it to do its natural jobs. Another one that's fantastic and it works really well is for you to get among animals. Okay, if you've got that opportunity where you live, wherever you are in the world, and you're able to go hang out with the animals for a little bit, apparently they're natural detox for us to get rid of the negative energy. If you have a dog and you're taking him for a walk, you're getting physical exercise as well as, you know, you're releasing that energy onto that animal who has the ability to get rid of it instantaneously. I don't know what they do with it, but I know that they're connected. Therefore, they become that filter. So the animal method, go through the forest. A lot of people say, just being by the water, being by the river, hearing the sounds of the water, something will jive or connect to something within you to release that negative energy. And that is very important for you to do, where a lot of our illnesses come in because of what we carry around. A lot of the illnesses that we have every day is a direct result of what we carry around in a physical sense, mental, emotional, whatever it is. So it's up on you to figure out a way to release it. How do you connect yourself to nature? Your method is probably going to be different than mine and different from your friends and probably your parents. It is just different, but there is a way for you to connect to nature. And I urge you to find that, the method in which you connect yourself to nature. Is it laying in the tub and chilling and relaxing? I'm not sure. There's not much tubs out there in the forest. But hey, you know what? If you can find that method, I know it's not a bottle of wine. That's a temporal solution where you hide yourself from the real problem. Or a bottle of vodka. I don't know what it is. Or a pill. Maybe a joint. Whatever the case may be. That does not do it for you. That is allowing you to escape what you're feeling. And when you step away from it and you've come back to your realization, to your reality, it is still there. So now let's work on how to get rid of it. Connect yourself to nature. Connect yourself to something that is going to scrub that negativity away from you. And this is what needs to be done. Like I said, there are many different methods, and I can't think of all of them right now. I can tell you the two that really works well for me when I don't have an ocean in my backyard, because I live in Ontario, Canada. But if I can go for a walk through the forest, and I'll do it a couple of times, a few days, and if it is, and it will clear, the mind will clear, your thoughts will be cleared, and you'll be amazed how clear it will happen, because you've gotten rid of that stress or that anchor or that dart or the razor blade that you've been carrying. And again, forgiveness is very important. That also adds undue stress. Forgiveness is important. And when you're trying to forgive, please make it top priority to forgive yourself. To forgive yourself. That's top priority. Once you've accomplished that, then trying to forgive others is going to be easy. It's a cakewalk. Forgiveness. Don't carry the guilt of anything. Learn to let that go. Learn to get rid of the negative belief. Learn to get rid of all the insults or the bullying or everything that you've been through. Let it go. Connect yourself to nature and allow it to happen. You don't have to do anything. You just have to be there. Sit still. Meditation is a very good method. It connects you to everything. I'm not sure if it's the best method to get rid of negative energy. You need to learn or figure out the path that you need to be on to connect yourself to something in nature to remove that negativity, which is the breaks that you're, you know, the stress, the animosity, the judgment, all these things. Connect yourself properly. Learn how to connect yourself to that. I have said, and I've given you, I've talked about many different ways of bringing you closer and easier and giving you greater access to connecting yourself to spirituality. And one of them, and I've said this many times, if it's not true, don't say it. If it doesn't belong to you, don't take it. If it's wrong and you're doing it, stop doing it. Now, once you've developed that method of life, then you will also develop a method of not carrying around the negative energies. All these things are putting you in a path of righteousness, a path that's going to guide you to a better you. Let you wake up. Wake up, because we're sleeping our lives away. And once you wake up, you'll understand the toolbox is filled with everything you need. Every tool that is made out there. Physical, mental, emotional, to give you that great life. Today, we're concentrating on another phase, releasing the negative energy that you're carrying. Go by the water for a walk. Being a homebody, it is what it has been. It is what it is for the last year or so while we go through COVID for a lot of us. But beyond that, there are people who didn't see the need to leave the home or to get out there. You have to connect yourself to the earth. Every single living thing is connected to the earth, except for us. So let's get into connecting ourselves to release the energy. You need to ground yourself. That's what I'm saying. When I say the word connect, I'm saying grounding yourself. There's a book out there called Grounded. It's amazing, where you're physically connected to the earth, and they suggest you get a copper wire, and it's a long story, and put yourself on a piece of plate that's tied, metal plate that's tied into the earth, so the energy will naturally just leave you and seep into the where it's supposed to go, much like the drain from your sink. It ends up being taken out. We need to connect to something in nature that's going to allow us to detoxify, to get rid of the negative energy. Another one I hear works really well is sea salt. And that's probably proof is true, because when I do swim in the ocean or the mineral waters back home, I can feel that energy. It feels so much alive because you've removed what is, you're going to build up anyway, just from being a part of the society that we're part of. You have to learn how to remove that negative energy. And your method will be different than mine. But I urge you to find one. Everybody around you will thank you, including you. Have we got anything else?
We have a couple of emails. Folks, if you are just tuning in, you are listening to The Barrington Show right here on Reality Radio 101. And you could send us an email right now. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. Mitch did that. He wrote in and he says, besides all the protocols in place for COVID, do you have any advice as to how you can help to keep us healthy? And that's from Mitch. Jen writes in and says, Barrington, do you believe in anything zodiac? That's Jen. And lastly, Stan wants to know, he says, hello, I love the advice that you give. I am curious, do you ever read or study the Bible? And I mean the Christian Bible. And that's from Stan. And back to you.
Wow, Stan. Yeah, I've done that. I was that kid that carried around for a very long time. First of all, I was born in a very, very strict Christian home. And of course, everything we did was a result of some instructions that had come out of the Bible. Answering your question, absolutely. And I've been through it many, many, many years. For the first 20 years of my life, maybe 24 years of my life, I was exposed to it. And when I didn't read it, someone read it to me. And when I didn't want to hear it, I had no choice because I had to go to church and hear it. I like to make jokes at the time that if we die, we still can't escape going to church because that's where you end up before they, you know, try to put you where you're supposed to be going. Anyway, answer the question without the jokes, Stan. Yes, I have. I do. I have read it for many years. There's a lot of good information in that book, but I tend to think it's more of a history book than a guideline as to how we should be living our lives. This is just my opinion. Please don't beat me over the head for having an opinion. So I've read it. I've understood it. I think I was around 18, 19 when it didn't really jive with me anymore. And I started asking a lot of questions. The one I couldn't answer the questions, I'd go to the elder in my family, which was my grandmother, and she couldn't answer the question. Then she'd often suggest I ask the preacher, and the preacher man or the minister or somebody like that, the head of the church would probably say, well, I don't know that answer. And if God really wanted you to know, he would tell you himself. Wow. That blew my mind. What do you mean? Well, you're the leader and you don't know. And you're saying, if it was to be known, I would have been told by the source. Well, to be honest, he's right in some sense of saying that the source will guide you to there, but you have to connect to the source and know what it is. But answering the question, Stan, yes, I did for many, many years and lived it for many, many years. So I hope I answered that for you well. I hope you're satisfied with what I had to say. Do I believe in anything zodiac? That was Jen's question. Yeah, I do. And for a very long time, there's a part of my life where I wanted to study everything zodiac, and I wanted to look at everything, how the governing the stars, and I find a lot of information. You know, I hear things like all the stars that's up in the sky, it's reflective of a plant that lives on the planet, and that there could be some truth to it. Or look to the North Star. That's where life is all come from. Every life that exists on the planet has come from the North Star. And then you have another group of people, another culture who has their own calendar, and it says different things to them. And, you know, and we follow it. Every once in a while, you flip through the newspaper and you read or something that's relative to all the zodiac things that's out there. Do I believe in it? Well, it's real. I could see them. But do I believe in rocks? You know, do I believe in a body of ocean? Well, they're real and they're there. How do I don't know. Do I have one on my bed sleep? No, probably not, because I don't know if it's that relevant to me. But they're there. Yeah, I believe. I have seen it, some of it. Oh, so we're going into the COVID and the healthy parts and how can we keep ourselves safe and healthy from COVID? It's been going on for a long time. I don't like to talk about COVID much, especially now that it's just, especially where we live in Ontario. Every day we're getting new information and this variants from the other countries and other parts of the world and continents ends up in Toronto and Ontario. And I was having a conversation with somebody earlier this week. And I remember making a joke saying, well, we are multicultural. Therefore, you know, why exclude? Anyhow, to answer your question, how to stay healthy? It's been, and I don't want you to do this practice and then COVID is over, then stop doing it. So I'm going to say this. No matter what it is that's out there, and COVID or the flu or whatever exists, the best thing for any one of us to do is to make sure that your immune system is at prime. Make sure you are in the best health. your immune system, your defense, your guards, they're at their best. They had a good rest. They're hydrated. They've had good, healthy foods. And they do all these things to protect you because their job is to protect the body that you are as you drive around, the vehicle they're protecting. So how do you stay safe? Okay, so the government or the rulers out there are saying, you know, wash your hands, keep the distance, put on your mask, social distancing, wear the mask, and don't allow total strangers in your house and all these other things and try to well, okay, yeah, that'll work. But I'll tell you, if you are very, very healthy, that will work 10 times better. Keep yourself healthy. Keep your body healthy. Don't spend 9, 10, 12 hours a day working while you're neglecting the tool that you're working with, because they go hand in hand. If you can't get up tomorrow morning to go to work, there's no point of having a job. So you have to be up prime, healthy, keep yourself healthy. And I've said many times, it's the food. The food is the medicine, or the medicine is the food. I don't know how you want to say it, but you want to keep yourself very healthy. Keep your immune system at its best. Do some of the research that's required to figure out what it is or how it is that you keep your immune system at its best. Because when those guys are, the bodyguards are at their best, it's going to take care of everything that needs to be taken care of. Don't neglect any part of it. Watch what you're putting into the body. Rest the body properly. Hydrate the body properly, wash it properly, take care of it properly. Do everything that you're supposed to do and treat that body as you would a brand new baby. Just give it what is required. You're not going to be feeding your baby a bottle of booze. At least I hope not, or tobacco, or, you know, let him stay up all night. He's crying, but what the heck? Let's watch this movie anyway. You're going to take care of it. You're going to protect it. You're going to guard it. You're going to treat it like it's the most important thing that exists, because frankly, it is the most important thing that exists. Yes, you could limp on your way to work because you didn't take care of something, but you'd be much happier if you could run there and get there and sit down and feel comfortable with everything, including the mental parts of it, like your body image. I was just talking about that today. The body image and how you see yourself is also very detrimental, or could be. If you're not treating it right mentally, if you think it's over, it's over. If you throw your heart over the board, the body will follow it. If you give up, the body will give up. You are the boss. If you're not pressing that lever to get the gas, to get the vehicle to go, it's not going to go. And if you're holding on to the brakes, it's also not going to go. So let me go. And I know I've said this a lot, and I am talking a lot about Mitch's question here. And it is the most important asset. You need to protect that. I think we should be spending 8 hours a day taking care of the body and then 2 hours working. I honestly believe that. Unfortunately, you know, it doesn't work that way. But if you have a free minute to give it what it wants, take good care of it. And by the way, if you're up and running and active, the body wants to do that. You've heard this before. Body's at rest, wants to stay at rest. And the ones that's in motion generally wants to stay in motion. That's kinetic energy, I think, or potential energy from science, grade 11. I can't remember. Anyway, so if you're doing something with it, take a good look at your schedule and make sure taking care of you is at the top of the list. Because without you, everything that you're preserving yourself for is irrelevant. So take care of it. Answering your question for you, sir. Protecting yourself from COVID. Yeah, the best thing is to get yourself the system running at its best. And you do everything that the government, well, I'm going to sound like a hypocrite by saying do everything that they're telling you to do, because they're telling us to do ridiculous things, which isn't making any sense. However, if the guidelines are laid out and you believe in those guidelines, follow them. I don't know if it's going to prevent you from getting COVID. But if you are very healthy, you have a very high chance of not having it taking its effect on your life or even taking your life. Prepare yourself. Yes, follow the rules. Wear the mask, wash your hands, social distance, and, you know, stay away in small groups. And it's kind of funny because our premier tells us to do all these things, but I don't see him doing it himself. But anyway, that's not what the show is about. We're talking about, you asked me a very specific question, and the answer, take care of yourself the best way you can. And please, everybody, make sure the food you put in the body is designed for the body. And that includes meat. I am fully convinced that we're not supposed to eat meat. We're not that type of animal. We're supposed to be herbivores. But maybe through time, famine, feast, famine, we started eating animal because what human beings want to do is to survive, regardless. And now I was talking again about changing my diet and how my body has changed. It has completely changed. And it's by changing the food that I've put into the body. That is the most important thing. So if you want to study something and learn something and get good at something, take a course in nutrition and see what you're eating. And you can't imagine, a lot of people can't imagine not having that juicy something that they're so accustomed to. They can't imagine life without that, but it is doable. What you've developed is just a taste bud that could be changed at any time by the willingness or the desire to do such. Take care of the body. And the biggest, and then one of the things I get criticized, I hear a lot, is that, what are you going to eat? Well, let me remind you, the biggest animals, that's on the strongest animals that's on the planet with us, they don't eat meat. The biggest, strongest, yeah, they're herbivores. And everything they need come from the plants. Everything, including your protein. So don't use that as an excuse. And don't think you will have to eat grass, like I hear a lot. Take care of yourself. Thank you for that. Thank you for the information. And I hope I explained that properly. So today we talked about the duck, and we talked about the ducks fighting over. Now I want to tell you this story about a lion cub that was lost away from its pride and found its way with sheep. Yeah. And it ended up staying there because it looked like a family. They had four legs, and he just assumed he belonged, and he stayed there for his entire life, and learning the sheep's way of life, the mannerism, you know, everything that a sheep would do, as opposed to living like the lion that he's supposed to. He was raised to live this way with the sheep, and he accepted everything because he's a part of that, and he was taught the culture of that and the lifestyle of that and the diet and everything of that group of animals. Until one day, as an animal, he heard a roar of a lion. He thought it was familiar, and he went to inquire. He's young and inquisitive. I guess he wasn't happy with what he was dealing with, and he did, and he encountered another lion, and he realized he looked just like this other lion, even though he thought he was a sheep. And he ended up, they made lion talk, I guess. And eventually he woke up to realize that he belongs with the lion and not with the sheep. So he just snapped into his own realization. He woke up because something was introduced to him. And he now realizes that he is the king of the jungle, where before he wasn't. He realized that he woke up to a new life and lived his life accordingly, because of what he found, he had discovered, and he woke up. Now he's on his path to heading home to where he belongs. Welcome home to that lion. I say all that to say we were in the same predicament. We're confused. We were told stories. We were guided by some sort of group of people, culture, class, religion, whatever, society, everything. And until you realize that there's more to you, you will too live as that lion lived among sheep. And until you learn that that's not where you're supposed to be, you will continue that life. Something is going to wake you up. Something is going to make you realize who you are. That you are the God that exists, that you're the top of the shelf. You will wake up to that realization at some point. And then you could start living your life as a king that you are. You need to know that. That's my story about the lion. And hope I explained it properly to you, and at some point in this, you can find something to, you could relate to. Wake up, everybody. This is what we're talking about. Wake up. You need to wake up. Have we got any other...
Just one email right now. Walt wanted to write, he wrote in and he said, I'm a brand new listener from Omaha, Nebraska. I'm enjoying everything that you are saying. I've actually gone to school and studied a lot of this stuff. Fantastic show. Keep up the good work. And that's from Walt from Omaha, Nebraska. Thank you, Walt.
Thank you very much, sir. Walt, thank you for tuning in. And yes, this stuff is in school out there someplace. And yes, you could go into it and take a course or just expose yourself to it. Just be familiar with it, knowing full well that it is a part of everything. If everybody out there, anyone out there is paying attention to what's been happening in the last, say, 10, 15, maybe 20 years, is that spirituality is starting to pop up. You know, you're starting to hear more people getting into spirituality. People are starting to do more exercises. They're getting into yoga, which is a form of spirituality. And it's all these things. It is coming. It is coming. It will be knocking on your door if it's not doing it. If you don't believe me, if you can hear me now, you are doing your own knocking at the door because you're curious. And why are we curious? Because there's more to us. Why do we feel that there's more to us? Because every single one of us have always said, there's more to me than this. There's more to me than this. And then we're search and we're looking for, and we're trying to find the more. I can do more. Well, what's happened in especially our society today is they've given us all this amazing things to keep us comfortable, relaxed, laid back, put your foot up on this lazy boy chair and watch this 200-foot TV and listen to other people's stories and how they're amazing and how they've accomplished or how they've done all this this music stuff while we sit back comfortable and just watch it and wish we were that. Well, you are that, not the couch potato. You know, the TV and the couch and the lazy boy chair and the vodka, the beer, all of these things are amazing. Of course they are. And they keep you at bay where you could wake up on a Saturday morning after you've watched, you've worked all week really, really hard. And then on a Saturday morning, you wake up, a Sunday morning, you wake up and flip on the TV where you sit for the rest of the day waiting for the process to begin. When will you live? When are you planning to start to live? Oh, I'm living now. Look at the TV. Well, you're not. You're existing. You are just existing. When will you live? Are you reserving some time for later? Are you hoping that next month the rules of the world will change and another group of people will instruct you to go into this direction, go in that direction? When do you reserve to live? I'll say this. It should have been a long time ago, but at least it could be now. It could be now. When you think you're the king of the world and you're on top of everything and you go out and do something you used to do 10 years ago, you've come back and realize, oh my God, I'm in pain. It doesn't feel right. Or I can't do that anymore. I can't bend like I used to bend or run or jump or do all these things. Because aging is inevitable. And the funny thing is we're the last ones to know that we've aged because we still believe that we're back in those days. I remember going into the gym after being out of it for 10 years and, you know, get back under that heavyweight boy and you try to lift and, you know, your mind's like, hey, I could do this. I did this. I could do this. And the body's like, what are you, nuts? Put that thing down. You can't do it. And you'll only get that answer when you go home and you're in excruciating pain and you can't get up. I'm saying all that to say this, we're aging, we're changing. Change is inevitable. The aging process is a part of the package deal that you signed up for when you accepted this journey. Change is inevitable. We're aging, we're changing, we have to adapt to it. So having said all that, now is the time for you to make that change and don't plan to live tomorrow. How do you know it's even going to show up? Whenever did you wake up and go, oh, today's tomorrow? No, today's today, it's now. It's now. It is only now. This is your window. This is the time that you get up and make that change. Take a step towards that change. That 1,000 miles, 1,000 steps of change, we're going to have to start with now, which is the one. We are designed, we're being told to sit back, relax, take it easy, put your foot up, and then you're existing like a bird in a cage. You just think you're different because you could get in the car and drive down the road, but really take a good look at the big cage that you're living in. Just look at it. Now is your moment. This is it. This is now. Take care of yourself. Enjoy your life. Wake up. Wake up, everybody. Wake up. This is where you need to be, right here, right now. Everybody I encounter in the last few days is telling me their COVID story. Everybody's telling me how COVID has brought on the bad haircut, the bad attitude, the excessive drinking, the excessive fighting, this and that. And you're locked in. You can't do anything. But you can do a lot. And COVID could be viewed from two different angles. One where it kicks the crap out of you and you accept yourself in defeat and crawl under the couch and hide and say, this is it. I'm done. I'm throwing my hands up in the air and this is it. There's that one way to look at it. Or the other way to look at it, you know what? I'm alive. I'm glad to be alive. I'm above earth. I'm not pushing up daisies yet. I'm here. So let me get the dance, the best dance, the best move, the best everything as possible as you can. And it might not be sitting there waiting for somebody to tell you how to change. It's going to be you realizing that you have to do something different. You have to do something different. Change, but now. And don't wait to live. We've spent our entire life running after that goal. And as soon as you get close to it, you realize it's you can't get it because it's running too. How could you chase your shadow and catch it? It won't happen. And that dream that you've set for yourself, how many times have you met somebody that says, yep, I've lived the dream? No, they say they're living it. But if you think you could get to that dream that you've a goal that you've set to yourself, go outside and catch a shadow. That'd be neat. Live now. Live now. Take care of yourself now. Spend all the time you can to perfecting the body, because once it breaks down on you, if it's a permanent break, boy, are you gonna be sad. Be prepared to put at least an hour into your body every day, doing something healthy, productive for it every day. And if you're not willing to do that 1 hour today, be prepared to spend 3 hours in the tomorrows to come just to be able to function. Obama said that. Put in the time now, and then don't worry about it doing it later. All the diseases that we have to deal with, they didn't start overnight. They've been in us for the longest time. So make that machine of yours awesome. And you can do it. You just have to stick to that commitment and don't allow the struggles of the old life to come and interfere with what you're trying to accomplish. This is what I'm trying to tell you. Connect to your spirituality, everybody. Study all you can. You're talking to Barrington. You're listening to Barrington. I'm sorry, talking about spirituality. Awaken and Ascension Guide is a book. Align yourself to the true purpose. You can find this at amazon.com as well as amazon.ca. We have a website at HEAMI, BarringtonAwaken.com. You could get the information there. You could find the books there. You could find anything you want. And there's a ton of books out there, a ton of information and schools that could take you down the path faster, easier, or more confidence if you're not willing to listen to me. But you're here and you're hearing it. So you obviously are searching for something. You found it. Welcome home, everybody. A show's coming to an end. I appreciate you being there. I hope everybody got the answers that they wanted for their questions. We're at a point in our lives where we have to make our decisions on our own. We're grown people. Nobody's going to come and rescue us from anywhere, anytime soon. Yes, let me say this. No one is coming to rescue you. You have to figure out how to rescue yourself. Understand that you're no more significant than one of the blade of grass that's out there in the field. If you think you are, it is a life like yours that started and will end inevitably, and then you recycle and continue. I'm not saying that to belittle you or make you feel unimportant. I'm simply saying that if you don't take care of you, who will? No one is coming to rescue you. Protect yourself. Stay clear. Stay focused. Enjoy life. And one of the most important things that you have to do, you have to put love in the midst of all of it. And if you're walking around with hate, you're doing physical, psychological, mental damage to you. Love you. That's primary. And the minute you love you and love yourself, then you can love others. Like you having $10 and being able to offer me some. If you've got zero, you've got nothing to offer. Love you. You're here in Barrington on the radio. Thank you, everybody, for being a part of the show. Thank you, everybody, for emailing in. Thank you for spending your Sunday afternoon with me. I appreciate your time. We're going to go back into another show. We'll talk to you soon. Enjoy the week.
Thank you for listening to The Barrington Show with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.